From KPFK Pacifica Radio in Los Angeles, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. In today's news headlines, the House Intelligence Committee has released its report behind closed doors on the impeachment of President Donald Trump. The report is based on the testimonies of a number of witnesses over several weeks, and it's being reviewed by committee members before they vote on sending it to the House Judiciary Committee before a critical new phase of the impeachment process begins this week. The House Judiciary Committee will hold its first public hearing on Wednesday. According to Associated Press, that hearing, quote, is expected to convene legal experts whose testimony, alongside the report from the Intelligence Committee, could lay the groundwork for possible articles of impeachment, which the panel is expected to soon draw up, end of quote. After weeks of President Trump complaining that he was not being given due process, even though the impeachment inquiry was not a legal process, House Democrats offered him the chance to be represented at the Judiciary Committee hearings and also to have his lawyers participate. Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler gave the president a deadline of December 6th to confirm participation, but the White House has now announced it will not take part in the proceedings. White House counsel Pat Cipollone sent a letter to Mr. Nadler accusing him of scheduling the hearings at the same time that President Trump would be in Europe for this week's annual NATO summit and decrying the whole process as, quote, unfair. State Secretary Mike Pompeo, who is also personally implicated in the Ukraine scandal that the impeachment process is centered on, has suggested the proceedings should be put on hold while Trump is abroad. House Republican Doug Collins, who is the ranking member of the minority party on the Judiciary Committee, has announced that he will call Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff as his first witness in this week's hearings. Mr. Schiff dismissed the idea, saying that it displayed a, quote, fundamental lack of seriousness. And he added, quote, the only reason for them to go through this is to mollify the president, and that's not a good reason to call a member of Congress. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, whose phone call with Trump initially set off the impeachment scandal, gave Time magazine an interview and said this of Trump's withholding of U.S. military aid. Quote, if you're our strategic partner, then you can't go blocking anything for us. I think that's just about fairness. It's not about a quid pro quo. He also denounced Trump's repeated name-calling of Ukraine as a, quote, corrupt country. Under Zelensky's leadership, Ukraine is purging more than 500 prosecutors from their positions by the end of the year. Among them are prosecutors that Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani is associated with, implying that the U.S. president might actually have been taking advantage of corruption in Ukraine. Former FBI attorney Lisa Page has broken her silence after months of being the target of President Trump's lies and ridicule. Page's emails with former FBI agent Peter Strzok had been made public in the scandal over the leaks of emails from Hillary Clinton's servers, and her name has repeatedly cropped up in demeaning ways in the president's tweets and speeches. In an interview with the Daily Beast, Page says she's done being silent. She slammed Trump for his, quote, sickening attacks on her and said, quote, he's demeaning me and my career. The Justice Department is expected to release a report on December 9th focused on Trump's claims that the FBI spied on his 2016 presidential campaign. That report is expected to clear Page of wrongdoing. Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg, in an interview with CBS's Gayle King, defended his company's ongoing policy of allowing political ads to make false claims. Zuckerberg appeared with his wife Priscilla Chan and said, quote, I just think that in a democracy, people should be able to see for themselves what politicians are saying. President Trump, who Zuckerberg has dined with, has taken great advantage of Facebook's policy and spent millions to place ads, maligning his rivals with deceptive and false claims. Zuckerberg defended his dinner with Trump, saying it was a private dinner and private discussion. Other social media and technology companies have paid greater lip service to filtering out Trump's lies. In recent months, Google and YouTube have apparently taken down hundreds of Trump ads because they were in violation of their policies. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments on Monday in a gun regulations case stemming from a challenge to strict gun laws in the city of New York and its home state. It's the first time in 10 years that the court, which now has a conservative majority, will be hearing a gun-related case. Although the case was brought by gun owners who saw the laws as too restrictive, the city and state have already relaxed those laws to mollify them, so the court's ruling could be unnecessary. Associated Press has reported that a new wave of lawsuits around the Catholic Church's child sex abuse scandal could be the biggest yet and could cost the church more than $4 billion. Across the U.S., more than a dozen states have extended the statute of limitations for cases involving people being raped by Catholic priests decades ago when they were just children. There are more than 5,000 lawsuits filed since the new laws took effect, and they center on harrowing stories of abuse and trauma. Former U.S. State Secretary John Kerry has just announced the formation of an ambitious coalition to tackle climate change called World War Zero. Kerry said we have to treat the fight against climate change, quote, like a war. His announcement came just as the latest United Nations Climate Summit, COP25, opened in Madrid, Spain. That meeting is centered on the implementation of the Paris Accord, signed by countries 4 years ago. Although the U.S. has withdrawn from that accord, as per President Trump's wishes, lawmakers say they want to stick with it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in Madrid, along with more than a dozen Democratic Party lawmakers, and has pledged to respect that treaty. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said he was disappointed with the lack of progress on cutting emissions and hoped countries would think twice before building dirty energy infrastructure. As COP25 commenced, thousands of climate activists in Germany targeted three major coal mines and clashed with police during their protest. The action came just days after a massive march and protest last Friday as part of the ongoing worldwide Fridays for Future movement. And Oxfam has just released a report on how climate-related disasters have caused mass displacement worldwide. The report, called Forced from Home, concludes that, quote, climate-fueled disasters were the number one driver of internal displacement over the last decade, forcing an estimated 20 million people a year from their homes. The Syrian and Turkish governments have reportedly escalated airstrikes on civilian areas in war-torn Syria, with casualties mounting. Syrian government forces apparently struck two towns in the northwestern part of the country, killing at least 10 people, while Turkish forces hit a Kurdish-held area, killing 10, mostly children. And on Sunday, the New York Times published an investigative report finding that Russian forces, together with Syrian government forces, conducted airstrikes on civilian areas in the late summer, causing horrific injuries and deaths. Finally, at least 20 people were killed in Mexico near the U.S. border with Texas during a gun battle that lasted 2 days. The violence was centered around drug cartels that President Trump has decided to classify as terrorist groups. And that does it for our news headlines today. We'll be back with the rest of the show after this break.